This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. We are live at Nationals Park, where fans are trickling in more than I'd like, of wearing blue, if we're being honest. But Nats fans are coming up and saying hello, which is nice of them as well. Overcast, a little bit chilly day, should warm up as the afternoon goes on. Nats, Dodgers, final game of a three-game series. Nats trying to avoid a sweep. They got rocked last night, gave up over 20 hits. It was the Shohei show here in D.C., where Ohtani was blasting extra base hits all night. I'll tell you what, Danny. I was sitting in the lower bowl. Every time Ohtani came to the plate, phones all around me get taken out. And I tried to get a picture. It just didn't do it justice. But if I saw 50 phones, I saw 300 around me. Almost like, you know, Cal Ripken Jr.'s last at-bat in an All-Star game would be my comp, or some amazing moment where it's like the first pitch in baseball in D.C. in 34 years. Like, everybody rips out their phone out of their pocket, puts it up in front of their nose, and they're recording his at-bat. And it happened all night, and it just kind of hit me. I was here with my brother-in-law, and we said, this is what a superstar is all about.
Yeah.
Like, this is why you pay this guy almost $1 billion. You're not even getting the benefit of the peak of the powers, right? Because he's not also pitching at a dominant Cy Young caliber level right now. He's just hitting. And by the way, he's been one of the best hitters.
And he's great at that.
OPS,
too.
Slug, you know, batting average in all of baseball so far this year. But he can't breathe. He can't sneeze. He can't go to the bathroom without 15 people following him. There's an entire section of the press box that is just the reporters who have come over from Japan to essentially chronicle his every move and moment in the States all season long. It's unbelievable.
Well, so
I can only
that,
really describe it like having been here to say there's an aura. Like, you're going, what is going on around me? You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
like,
of course.
So why is everyone worked into a lather? What's happening? And you're like, oh, Ohtani's at the plate. It's that feeling where the whole ballpark comes
level.
To life.
Yeah. I mean, so I found myself doing this earlier. He was playing catch. He's working rehabbing back from Tommy John. He's not pitching. But he was going through a nice long arm motion, and I just wandered down, and I took my phone out, took a video. Just instinctively occurred to me that's what I should do. I've seen a lot of guys play catch. Do you know what I mean? Like, but for some reason, that just felt like it was that big of a deal, and it was the right thing to do. Yesterday, as we were leaving, I don't know if Ryan saw this family in our parking garage as I'm taking off, a Japanese family that this clearly was like their – this was it. This was like their chance to see Shohei, and they were trying to figure out how to get to the first floor. And obviously, huge language barrier. I don't speak Japanese. So I ultimately got them to the elevator, pushed one, and then kind of made like a...
How mad were you that you couldn't leave until like 6:29?
Well, at first I'm like, why are you hassling me? What is this about? But then I realized, oh, there are kids here.
So you didn't peel out of the garage until 2.5 minutes after the show?
Well, it's even
you
worse
were
than that.
Livid.
Well, I was furious. I left my workout clothes up there, too. I had to double back. The whole thing sucked. I mean, it was the worst departure of all time. And then I was in traffic for an hour going to my kids' practice. But anyway, I was giving them like air traffic control signals. I was like, you slow down, you yell louder, which doesn't help because, again, they don't speak English. The next level, this way, then that way. And they're just like, thank you. But, like, again, with no language. But you could see how special it was, right? This was like their chance. It was like seeing the Beatles or seeing, you know, I don't know. You could pick your you're Taylor Swift. You're transcendent superstar.
I think it was that way for the, you know, a kid born in Centerville too. Shohei Ohtani's in town, man. And it is that's the fourth time I've seen him live if you count all-star activities.
I count that.
It would be maybe the fifth or sixth. But in-game, I've gone up to Baltimore to see him each of the last couple of years. He won't be here for another 2 years. And it's one of those worth-the-price-of-admission experiences. He hit a ball last night, 102, that screamed off of the fence in the outfield. And I thought, oh, he barely touched that one because he's been hitting balls 115 and 118 in this series, which, and there's like two or three guys on the planet that are even capable of doing that.
Just an effortless swing, too. He's amazing.
Let's get to the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Commanders tonight trying to find their generational QB. Speaking of which, our exclusive sponsor, the show sponsor, the law firm of Condori and Murad, can guide you and your family in the right direction, setting up your next generation. They'll get you a revocable trust. They will help you draft your will, create a healthcare power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. If you mention G&D, you will get a discount. kmlawyers.com. Let's go to Thomas in Brooklyn. Thomas, the wait is almost over. We are 5 hours from the NFL draft tonight. Daniel, be at Dudley's with me all night long. We're doing a live show. What do you think is going to happen? Give us your prediction pie.
First of all, I'd just like to say kudos to Darius and Ryan. I just don't see a hole in his game. I fact-check him every time, and he's spot on.
He does know it all.
On all of his facts.
Yep, he does.
It's actually a good point.
Yeah. So I think they're going to take Daniel. If it was me, I would trade down with Minnesota. I would get Penix with that pick.
Wow.
I would get the ransom if that's their two first rounds this year and next year's first round. That's great. And the one thing I haven't heard mentioned is that Penix is left-handed, so you're not looking for a left tackle. You're looking for a right tackle with Penix, which might be more available, and you might get one for cheaper.
The appetite for the trade down scenario is bigger than we think.
I'm telling you.
And it always surprises me. Yep. We're past the point, as we are now on the precipice of picks being made tonight, of doing any more call topics on do you want to trade down. We had months to do that, and we did it. Trust us on that. But I was always surprised whenever it came up, the amount of people that were willing to do it and wanted to do it. And I get it, to be completely honest, because it's the safest thing to do in terms of taking a quarterback. You're putting yourself out there. If you get it wrong, it can be a detriment to this regime early on. Whereas the more lottery tickets you're playing, the better chance to win. You're going to hit more picks if you make more picks. And you kind of kick the hardest part down the road a little bit. And there is some comfort in that. You're renting more than you're buying. Let's go to Greg in Forest Heights on G&D. What's up, Greg?
Hey, Grant and Danny.
Hey,
man, I enjoy y'all's show. Always do.
Thanks, man.
I got 90% Danny. And I just want to say, man, why y'all guys not on TV, man? Take off the junkies and pitch out on TV, man. That's all I gotta say.
Well, here's what I'm gonna tell you.
Thank you.
We haven't talked about it a lot because, frankly, it's like the sixth most favorite way that we want people to watch and listen to us. But we are now streaming and available every single day on YouTube. So I don't know if that does anything for you, but if you got a smart TV, you can go to the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. As of 2 days ago, all of our segments, all of our shows, including right now, out and about at the Red Box at Nationals Park, we are streaming and available via video. So that's just another way that you can enjoy the program. So if you're at home and you're listening on a smart device and you can throw YouTube up on your TV and you want to stream us or you want to watch it on your phone, that is another way to take in the show. But we appreciate you checking us out.
Absolutely. And by the way, let the junkies keep their little television thing. They're just this little show that's trying to make it. They're trying to get a foothold in the marketplace.
Little engines
who
could.
It's just this brand new thing, and they're trying to make sure, you know, trying to get themselves established, get their name out there a little bit.
It is nice to wake up, hop out of the shower, get changed. Junkies are in the background on your television. It's a good way to start your day.
I agree with you. High
definition cakes on the boys.
That's what you want.
Cakes popped me today. They were talking about their mock last year, and I think Bish Bucks took Paris Johnson, the tackle, who went to Arizona. Like number nine or something last year. And they're like, what kind of year did he have? And Bish is like, I have no idea. And they were like going around the room. Like, he was fine. And Cakes is like, I think he had a really good year. And they're like, he did? Cakes is like, actually, what am I, Cakes Baldinger? He's like, I don't know what an offensive lineman did in Arizona. But I actually texted, or maybe I tweeted Cakes, but Cakes Baldinger.
That pops me.
That is really, really good.
When we bring him on for the Blitz next time, we'll introduce him as Cakes Baldinger.
He's just studying and grinding O-line film. It's like a darkly lit room. It's grainy. It's a little blurry, like Baldy's film. He's just got his phone in front of his computer, old school, and Cakes is breaking down the left guard of the Texans.
He's just waxing poetic about the right guard. This guy's a little bit silly, big nasty streak. Oh,
speaking of our producers, Darius and Ryan, who just got the shout-out, they have been working behind the scenes today on our media predictions every single year ahead of the Commanders' pick. We call around town to get some of the familiar voices that break the team down on this show on the record to predict what's going to happen for the Commanders in the draft. I've been curious to see if there's any difference answers.
How much dissension?
Or if there's just a lot of Jaden Daniels. But let's do this thing. This is your media predictions. 2024 Commanders in round one.
What's up, Grant and Danny listeners? It's your pal Cakes from the Junkies. Here's what I'm going to do for the number two overall pick for the Commanders. Since everybody is on the Jaden Daniels bandwagon, I'm going to do a Matt Valdez move. I'm going to zig while the others zag, because they've been so good at keeping everything close to the vest and not revealing what their plans are. Who knows what name is in that envelope at number two? So with the number two pick, it will not be Jaden Daniels. It will be Drake May from the University of North Carolina. That will be the pick. And as far as trading back into the first round, I think this is an organization that's more into trading back and acquiring picks. I don't think they want to start with draft capital to move back into the first. So I will say no. Adam Peters and company will stand pat with 36 and 40 and will not move back into the first round. So I have Drake May as the pick at number two.
Michael Phillips here from the Fan down in Richmond. I also think Jaden Daniels. I'd love to see him trade with the Raiders, though, at 13. I'd love to see him move back. I think you can still get a good quarterback at 13 and load up for the future, because this isn't going to be the year. I think the future is where it's going to be. I do think they come back into the first round tonight. I think it'll be late, though. I think we're going to have to stay up late for it. Look, they need a left tackle, and sometimes need dictates these things. I think you got to go get one. When Amarius Mims is out there, that's my guy. Go get him. Bring him to D.C.
I'm Toby Altizer, 106.7 The Fan. You probably heard me on updates today. I'm going to throw a curveball out there. I'm going to say Drake May. It just feels like everybody has been on Jaden Daniels, and this whole offseason's been a little bit wacky. So let's go with Drake May, and will they trade back into the first round? Absolutely they will, and they're going to take an offensive tackle to protect the quarterback's blind side, who I'm thinking is going to be Drake May.
And I'm Scott Abraham with ABC7. The great debate is finally over. Jaden Daniels or Drake May with the number two overall pick in the 2024 NFL Draft. The Washington Commanders select LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels. That is my pick. Welcome to Washington, Jaden. And also, here's another one for you. Washington will also trade back up into the first round package some of those extra second-round picks, third-round picks. They're going to go back in the first round and draft that left tackle. I don't know who that left tackle is going to be. Would love it to be the local guy, Olufoshanu. But that left tackle paired with the quarterback will be the cornerstone of this franchise going forward.
Hey, it's Sam Fortier from the Washington Post. And with the number two pick, I have them selecting LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels, like a lot of other people. But I will say that I don't think it's as a foregone conclusion as many others. I would not be shocked if it were Drake May. I do think that the Commanders will trade back up into the first round for an offensive tackle, and I think that that will be Georgia's Amarius Mims.
I'm Ryan Clary, producer of the Grant and Danny Show. With the second overall pick in the NFL draft, the Washington Commanders will select quarterback J.J. McCarthy. And yes, I do think the Commanders trade back into round one to select Jordan Morgan from the University of Arizona, and they will have their left tackle of the future.
Hey, this is Kevin Sheehan, and with the number two overall pick, I predict that the Washington Commanders will select LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels. Go Tigers!
Hey, this is Mitch Fischler with Monumental Sports and the Beltway Football podcast at number two overall. Finally, at long last, we're going to get to the moment. I think it's going to be Jaden Daniels. I'm excited about his athleticism, and I think his growth is going to be exponential underneath Cliff Kingsbury and that Commanders offense. I'm very excited for it. And as for whether the Commanders will trade back up into the first round to get a tackle, everyone knows I love the big men. I love the offensive tackles. I think the fact that folks are talking about 10 offensive tackles going in the first round might be a little too many, a few too many. And I think the Commanders ultimately will be able to stick at 36 and get a guy like Jordan Morgan from Arizona there. And so, no, I do not think they will be trading back up into the first round.
The youngest in charge, Mubin Linnell Willingham, with the number two pick in the 2024 NFL Draft. The Washington Commanders select Jaden Daniels, quarterback out of LSU. And I think Adam Peters and company get aggressive and leave night one with two draft picks. I think they trade up for an offensive tackle. Hopefully, it's Amarius Mims out of the University of Georgia.
JP from the Junkies, I guess it's conventional wisdom now, but I'm going to go with everybody and say that they draft Jaden Daniels at number two. That's going to be exciting. I don't think they're going to trade up, though, to get another first-round pick. I think they'll stand pat, and they're going to go tackle, tight end, or wide receiver with those next two picks.
Hey, this is Denton Day of the Team 980 and 106.7 The Fan. We're on the College Football's Insider's Insider. I think the Washington Commanders are going to take Jaden Daniels at number two overall, and I think they're trading back into the first round to get themselves a tackle.
Hey, it's Drab from the Junkies. I think it's going to be a surprise. Let's go Drake May, number two, and they're going to trade back into the first round and take that offensive tackle from the University of Washington.
Hey, this is Darius Dameron, lead producer for the Grant and Danny radio program here on 106.7 The Fan. And with the number two overall pick tonight in the NFL draft, the Washington Commanders, of course, they are going to select Jaden Daniels, the Heisman quarterback winner out of LSU. And then I think this team is actually going to get very aggressive. I think Adam Peters is going to make a statement here in his first draft. Not only is he going to trade up back into the first round, I think he's going to aggressively trade up back into the first round, maybe somewhere into the late teens, and he's going to go and get Penn State offensive tackle Olufoshanu. He's going to make sure he gets that franchise left tackle to go with his franchise quarterback.
All right, this is Chris Russell from 106.7 HD2. Boys, nice to be on with you. I think, ultimately, the Commanders at number two will go with Jaden Daniels. I think they should go with Drake May. I also wouldn't rule out J.J. McCarthy because I think he fits an Adam Peters-type mold, whatever that is. But I think, ultimately, it'll be Jaden Daniels, the Heisman Trophy winner. Now, as far as trading back into round one, I do see that scenario, but I do not want them to trade both 36 and 40 for a project right tackle that has the athletic traits to switch over to the left side. No thanks. Not involved in that. I do, however, see a trade in the back part of the first round, maybe for one of those two second round picks.
There you go, boys and girls.
Good work, boys.
That is your DC Media collection of minds on the Commanders pick at number two. Got tallying it up in front of me. Three Drake May calls. You've got one J.J. McCarthy. Ryan Clary leaning McCarthy with his prediction. And then a lot of Jaden Daniels. And the prevailing thought in addition to Daniels, they move back up. They get their tackle. I like some of the guys that got specific. A name to look out for. Drab mentioned the tackle from Washington. That's Roger Rosengarten. I keep hearing people link the Commanders to him. I think he could go back into the first round of the 49ers, or I guess really right there at like 32 to 34 is the range. If he's there at 36, I'd love it, but they might have to go up into the high 20s to grab him. And you heard Darius talk about Olufoshanu. And if you give up 36 and 40, maybe you could go get Olufoshanu, you know, somewhere around, I don't know, 15 to 17 if he fell. That would be a dream scenario.
With regard to Rosengarten, there's been a lot of variance on his grade from people. And again, this is one of those inexact science things. Obviously, nobody knows. But I've seen him, you know, ranked at the end of round two, early round three. I've seen him maybe potentially going at the start of round two, maybe even the end of round one. It's either beholder type stuff, all based on system, scheme, design, et cetera. But yeah, you see that's kind of about the general populace, right? Like there's the everything conventional says Jaden Daniels. There's the, we think they're going to throw a curveball, be that May or McCarthy, right? But it does seem to be a pretty, I don't want to say universal thing, but people are fairly confident, as Jordan Reed of ESPN told us, that Washington is very likely to go back into the first round. I think there's a better chance than not that they do, but I'm not, you know, again, it all sort of depends on how, kind of things play out and their targets and what the value is to them.
If they don't get aggressive and they don't go get an offensive tackle and they sit at 36 and one of the guys they like doesn't fall to them, that's not going to feel like a victory.
No.
You know, that is going to really, I'd say, be curious after you sit out the free agency period of the offseason, sans your starting left tackle.
Yep.
Then at 36, you can't pick up your starting left tackle because all of them went. So that's why I just don't think they're going to risk it. I think they are going to go up the board. Appreciate everyone who participated in that, took time out of a busy day for a lot of people covering this team to make that sound good for us. And nice job by Darris putting that together here on Grant and Danny. We will get you your preview for the Nationals and the Dodgers today and some final thoughts ahead of tonight's draft coverage. Remember, 7 p.m. we go live over at Dudley's in Shirlington about an hour before the Bears are on the clock, and then we will be with you all night long on 106.7 The Fan. Grant and Danny from Nats Park.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
G&D on the Fan. Welcome back. And thank you for making the show part of your day. Really means a lot. You got to double dip with us tonight, though. That's really what we want you to do. 7 p.m. start time at Dudley's for our 4-plus hour extravaganza. You going to be able to do 4-plus hours of radio, Danny?
I don't know, dude. Like, you're doing shtick. I probably need a nap. I'm going to get a little snacky.
You definitely need a nap.
Yeah, I'm going to take a nap.
Ryan said, Danny, are you staying? He goes, no, I'm going to go watch the game on TV. I'm like, the TVs in the studio are 17 inches big. Stay at the ballpark, but you want to put your feet up.
Yep.
Maybe being in a really clean bathroom at some point. You're looking forward to that, I think.
Yeah, just different things to think about. Maybe shut my eyes for a little bit. But I got a tweet, or a tweet, if you will, from Ryan. I'm at Funny Dandy Grant at Grant H. Paulson.
He said, producer Ryan?
No, different Ryan, because this Ryan's right there. He didn't tweet me. Ryan says, quote,
tweet.
Thanks, JP. Just showed up to Dudley's.
Wow. That is an aggressive start time.
What tweet. Time are y'all getting here?
And it's not night drinking.
No, sir.
I love it. What's that guy's name?
That's Ryan.
Attaboy.
No, Ryan, you got to wait a few hours. We got to finish up here. We got to still a little bit.
I've actually,
here.
I will say, I'm expecting a nice little turnout tonight. I've gotten a couple texts today. One from someone who said, "What time do I need to get there to get a decent table?" And I said, "Bro, I honestly have no idea. I could check around and ask that question." And another said, "What's the wireless situation like? I want to come hang with you guys, but I'm also going to be wanting to track some things on the computer." And I said, "Dude, it's a legit sports bar. I'm going to assume that you can get on wireless. So you'll be all right.
You'll be all right.
Come hang with your pals." All right, let's work our way through the top of the draft here before we say goodbye for Nats baseball. First things first, Danny. I'm going to bring up my mock, and I want you to tell me yay or nay on some of my ideas here.
Go.
Okay? This is at thefandc.com. I did the first half of the first round because I was lazy. It was 1:47 in the morning. I got to pick 16, and I was like, who the hell am I, Mel Kiper? This is good enough
for this
assignment that no one gave me to put on the website tomorrow because I just love the draft so much. All right, number one, Chicago Bears. It's Caleb Williams.
So it's Caleb Williams, you think?
Number two,
come on, okay.
Commanders, Jaden Daniels.
Uh-huh.
Too much smoke for no flames. Number three, Patriots. First real interesting spot. There's been a lot of talk about J.J. McCarthy being friendly with the Crafts. I think they stick at number three, and they take Drake May, who falls into their lap. I feel terrible for May, Daniels, or McCarthy. Whoever goes to New England, I think you're screwed. But I think the Patriots go May at three.
That's reasonable to me. But, again, this now you're in uncharted territory. Now I really don't know anymore.
Pick number four, Cardinals move back. Monty Ossenford, GM of Arizona, traded all over the first round last year. Vikings come up. They give up 11-23 and then some. They get the fourth pick because they can't risk missing out on the quarterback run. Four quarterbacks and four picks to start the draft for the first time ever. J.J. McCarthy to Minnesota.
Again, these are all very realistic scenarios. I feel decent about the idea that Arizona's trading. That's one of the things I'm comfortable with. I don't know who wins it. I don't know who they end up taking.
If they stay put, I think it's got to be Marvin Harrison Jr.
You would think.
Help out Kyler Murray.
Like trade, don't you? I mean, obviously you put it in your mock, so yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I do think that they want to, but like if you're the Vikings and you think you can get to five and give up less and still get McCarthy, then they're going to have a hard time finding a trade partner, perhaps. Number five, Chargers now have to stay put because no one's trading up for a quarterback after those four go. Chargers take Joe Alt, the left tackle from Notre Dame. Second-generation player.
I like that. I haven't seen that as often. I see Joe Alt most commonly to Tennessee at seven. But
that's again, because the expectation is the Chargers trade back.
Chargers trade back.
I'm going four as the trade spot, not five. If the Chargers are there, they're going tackle.
Look at what you just did there.
Pick six, Giants. Quarterback stuff is all smoke, in my opinion. Nothing to it. Wide receiver, best available. In this little mock, this wacky exercise, Marvin Harrison Jr. just fell to New York. Two picks below where everyone's got him going. That's it? We'll move along.
Yeah.
Pick number seven, the Tennessee Titans. Now they go tackle. There's no Alt. You mentioned
no
that
Alt.
He's the guy here. So this is Fuaga from Oregon State.
So Neighbors hasn't gone. Adunze hasn't gone. No defensive players have gone. I also noticed that in your mock. I like it.
First defensive players, pick eight to the Falcons. Edge Dallas Turner. They need pass rush badly. Do you know they didn't have a single player with seven sacks? And the two guys, two of the three who had over four sacks for them last year are gone. I think Edge makes a ton of sense. Dallas Turner, SEC Defensive Player of the Year, 10 sacks last year, goes to Atlanta.
That's very reasonable to me. Again, there's nothing too sexy about them. They could there's nothing that they could do where I'd go, why'd they do that, right? I feel like they could use a little bit of an influx.
What do the Bears do at nine? They could go tackle. If two are gone, maybe you go for value. Rome Odunze staring you in the face. He's become buddies with Caleb Williams. They've had throwing sessions leading up to the draft. Wouldn't that be crazy? Bears at nine, Rome Odunze from Washington. So now Caleb Williams, with a top 10 defense, has a receiving core of DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, and Rome Odunze.
That ain't bad. I could see them going line there, too. Maybe his high school teammate from Gonzaga for Shanu, but I like that one.
I had the Vikings trading up three spots, excuse me, the Raiders trading up three spots from 13 to 10 to take Michael Penix to make sure they got a QB. If the Jets stay put, Brock Bowers could be the pick there, possibly, to get Aaron Rodgers a weapon.
Yeah, that's a nice safety valve to have right there. A matchup nightmare.
It is time to get you your Nats starting lineups and the pitching matchup today, presented by the Window Man. Since 1989, the Window Man has been the educational window company. Get your free, no pressure, in-home estimate at thewindowman.com or at their Fairfax showroom. Ladies and gentlemen, the Honorable Danny Ruye.
Opposite Yoshi Yamamoto, it is leading off playing shortstop. Abrams batting second, your designated hitter today, Jesse Winker. Batting third at first base, Joey Meneses. Cleanup hitter, Luis Garcia playing second base. Keber Ruiz doing the catching. Joey Gallo in right field. Eddie Rosario in left, batting seventh. Ildemar Vargas batting eighth at third base. And in center field, batting ninth, Jacob Young.
On the bump for the Washington Nationals.
Well, Mackenzie Gore piece today. Yamamoto Gore.
Left-handed pitcher. ERA now up to 3.5 after a rough start last time out. But Mackenzie Gore, Yoshi Yamamoto is the pitching matchup when this series began. Our eyes lit up. It's the kind of one you want to be at. Yamamoto got all the money to come over to the States. Gore is the face of this rotation looking to bounce back.
Tough lineup. I watched the first BP group there of Betts, Ohtani, Freeman, and Will Smith hit. Man, oh, man, you got to work it out for you.
Did they square up any balls in BP?
They did, yeah.
Tough
yeah.
to navigate this lineup. Just ask Jake Irvin, who was rolling until last night. He's no longer rolling.
No, sir, he is not.
For Daris back in our studios, Ryan out here at Nats Park, G&D saying so long. 7 o'clock, we're back with our draft coverage.
Thank you for coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.